Let's talk about music. I mean, that song, not music in general. the song music. His name is PZ.
Yes,
that song is amazing. It's so different, and it's like it comes across as first as like, you know, a normal duet, and then you both of you guys kind of have your own like little moments to shine, and then you bring it all together. I mean, what was the creative process behind that song?
I was 12 years old when I played this Culture Fest in Salem, Mass. And there was this woman. There was all different styles of music, obviously, because it was a Culture Fest. And there was a woman there that was DJing. And I sang. I went up, and this was like back when I was first gigging and stuff. And I just went up with my little guitar and did a couple songs. And she came over to me and was like, "I managed this guy from Jamaica that I think your voices would sound incredible together." And at the time, I was in a total like reggae thing. Like, I'm very obsessive with what music I listen to, and so I have like 4 weeks where I listen to one style of music like straight. Mm-hmm. And so I was in my like reggae stage, and I was like, "Oh my god, Jamaica! Like, give me everything." And so she gave me his album, and I went home and loved what he was doing. And so we ended up connecting the next time he was up here in Boston, and we were trying to figure out a song that we could do together or write together that would be something that we could relate about, because, you know, we're pretty different. He's like 30 years old and lives in Jamaica, and I live in a small town here, and I'm like 12 at the time. And so we had a lot, we're back and forth, and we were both busy and lived across the world. And then I ended up sending him a song that I had written when I was younger end of 12 years old. And I didn't really think I would do anything with, just because I hadn't finished it, and I hadn't written the second verse, and it just wasn't one of my favorites. And I sent it to him, and he wrote a second verse, and we totally reggae-ified it, and it sounded incredible. And so he did one acoustic version, and then when this record came around, we were like, let's make it and remake it and put it on here, because it's one of my favorites.